Here's Ted Kennedy. Cigarettes are public health enemy number one. Is Senator Al Simpson ready to declare war on tobacco? In a moment, we'll find out on Face Off. Al, every year, 450,000 Americans die from smoking at an annual cost to the economy of over $50 billion. If a foreign enemy caused those casualties, we'd declare all-out war. But the power of the tobacco lobby stops us from protecting the public health. While the tobacco industry shamelessly blankets the country with billions of dollars in advertising every year to encourage citizens to start smoking and keep smoking. Now Congress is fighting back. Legislation is moving in the Senate to fund a public interest advertising campaign to tell the truth about tobacco, put bigger warning labels on cigarette packs, enforce state laws against sales to minors, and repeal the preposterous law that prohibits states from restricting cigarette advertising. You're in the tank for most special interests, Al, but make an exception, take a deep breath, and do what's right on tobacco.
Well, I'd like to take a deep breath, Ted, but I'd choke on that cheroot of yours. Ted, you always amaze me. You stand up for flag burners and call that free speech. Then you turn 180 degrees around and deny advertisers a First Amendment right. Ted, your smokescreen legislation would cost taxpayers $110 million a year. Even then, only 10 to 20 states would get your special grants to discourage smoking. Ted, cigarette companies can't advertise on TV. The potent printed warning by the Surgeon General is ignored, and making it bigger won't help a bit. What works is the no-nonsense approach that kids get in school about the reality of coughing your brains out and dying from emphysema. Ted, we all see through your old smoke and mirrors. Why can't you light up or lighten up? This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on problems with the nuclear arms treaty with the Soviet Union. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.